WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Don Moeller and Nestor rolling you through the holidays here, and happy holidays to everybody out there. Hope you're supporting our sponsors out at Jennings and at State Fair in Catonsville. We'll be down at Fadley's very soon with Police Commissioner Harrison. You can learn all about that at Baltimore Positive. Don has been the executive producer of all of these mini-segments we have going on. We get so many good things going on.
To highlight the good people segment.
Yeah, you know, and when you say to me, we're doing a segment with my pal Mike Ertel from Towson on Shop with a Cop, and I'm like, all right, I need to know more about this. So what do we know here? You know Mike a long time, right?
I've known Mike a long time, been very active in the Towson community. We were talking not long ago, and when Mike and I were talking, he began to talk about this Shop with a Cop program in the city, and I thought, man, here we go. This is exactly the kind of thing that we keep talking about on Baltimore Positive, that there are businesses, there are individuals, there are policemen, firemen, you name it, women,
citizens who are
making a difference. So with that, Mike, welcome to Baltimore Positive.
Mike, man, you're in the insurance business, right? I mean, like, this is something you're doing, right?
Yeah, so I grew up in Hamilton in Baltimore City, and I joined an Optimist Club. There was a Hamilton Optimist Club that had been there since the 50s, 1955, I think it started. And I joined in late 80s, and we had gone to a conference back in 03, and Baltimore County actually was one of the clubs, the Optimist Clubs that were in Baltimore County, were one of the first set of clubs that started this program called Shop with a Cop that is done all over the country now with all kinds of different police departments. And they did a little short presentation on the program they had done in Baltimore County back in 2003. And or 2002, this was, and I saw this and said, my God, this is tailor-made for Baltimore City. And what the program is about, it sounds funny, Shop with a Cop, but really what it's meant to do is the Optimist Clubs raise money, and we provide money for shopping for the city targets children that are, a lot of them are just, you know, from neighborhoods where they're just economically struggling. But a lot of times we're also identifying kids that have been victims of maybe not them necessarily, but their parents sometimes have been victims of violent crimes, or they've had issues like that, and we've had. Kids over the years where they've been identified by social services where, you know, they just need a helping hand, but sometimes also that they're kind of going down the wrong road and they view police as the enemy. And a lot of times the kids we're getting from some of the neighborhoods are, you know, view police as the adversary.
And what we're very familiar with that. You know, we talk about that a lot here.
All the time.
I mean, all the time. Brandon Scott, anyone we talk about crime and talk about the city, it's a trust issue. I mean, literally, Maggie McIntosh we had on a couple episodes ago. It's all we've talked about. And this is a fascinating case where, you're trying to build trust, right? Literally.
And what has been really cool about this program, so, you know, like I said, I heard about the Baltimore County program and said, boy, how can we do this in Baltimore City? And we piloted it originally at the Northeast District, which is near where I grew up, and we just did that precinct. And that year they had a PAL program that was running out of that precinct, but also they had a social worker who was embedded in the police in that precinct that particular year, and she was working with various different families, and we identified a kind of our first group of 20 kids, and then from that point on we did it. After the first, we piggybacked onto the Baltimore County program, and then from that point on, we did our own program for you know, for the rest of
15 years you've been doing
this? It's 17 years.
17 years, wow.
This year will be our 17th year. So, you know, the first year we did it with Baltimore County, then from all other years we've done our own program where it's just the Baltimore City police officers and the kids. And so the whole point of the program is not for them to necessarily just shop with a police officer. It's for them to spend quality time, positive quality time with the police officers. And the other thing we found over the years that it's a giant morale booster for Baltimore City Police. You know, we all know that they're just constantly dealing with a lot of stuff in Baltimore.
We could all do more to support the local police. There's no doubt about that.
And I had officers early on when we started this program. A couple officers came up to me and said, "You know, we don't often get to be just to slow down and just talk to a kid." And they said, "This is great because we're not running in being the bad guy. We're not arresting their uncle or their, you know, or their older brother or something, or breaking up a fight between their parents or something. You know, we get to just hang out and have fun with them." And the other thing we've seen with it is, in fact, it was the first year we did, I've seen it several times, but the first year we did it, we had a boy who was about, I think it was about 11 years old. And he told his mother, the social worker had said, "I think this would be a good program for your son." And the boy said, I don't like police officers, and I don't want to do it." And his mother said, "No, you're going to do it." And, you know, this lady has been nice enough to set this up for you, so you go do it. And the social worker knew a lot of the officers because she was at the precinct all the time. So she picked a particular officer for this boy to be with that day who they had similar personalities. And when we got to the Walmart, the kid is wearing the officer's hat, and I saw him after lunch that day, and he said, "When I grow up, I want to be in law enforcement."
Wow, that's a story.
He went from "I hate police" to "I want to be in law enforcement when I grow up."
That's the kind of story we want to tell. That's the why. You just see, you know, why is an insurance guy in Towson? Right there, so you can tell me that story, right?
Literally. I mean, it's Mike. When you share that inevitably at the end of the day, when Nestor and I have done 7, 8, 9 interviews, whatever it is, we're inspired. And what it is there's so much ugly out there, and there are so many people trying to just bring folks down, that you tell that story, and I'm guessing, Mike, and correct me if I'm wrong, that story is powerful. I'm guessing there are others.
Oh, there's tons of things that we've seen over the years. I mean, the stuff that makes you cry is, you know, we've had kids where so we give them, they get $100, and we've been trying to up that amount of money because we've been giving them $100 now for 17 years, and $100 doesn't go as far as it used to. But
it's still incredibly generous.
But yeah, and the officers are really creative about a couple things. So the officers are really creative about, you know, making sure that they, you know, they're smart with their purchases. But a lot of the, I would say 60 to 70% of the officers or more maybe. A lot of the officers will, you know, they say, like, "This is part of my Christmas thing. Like, I'm gonna make sure that, you know, if they need more, I'm gonna take care of it.
The police officers that I've known over the years, just outstanding men and women. I, as you were talking, I was thinking, I got news for you. They may start with 100. But by the time those police officers are done, it's a little more than 100 because they're going to bond with that kid, and they're going to fill in the gap.
We had a kid one year, and so I at the Walmart, I walk around and just make sure everybody knows where they're going and, you know, does anybody need any help? And I was just kind of in an aisle, and this kid was pushing a bike, and there was an officer walking behind him. And I said, oh, great, you scored a bike. And the officer says, no, that's not for him, that's for his little brother. And he also had a football under his arm. And I said, well, at least, you know, at least you got a football. And he goes, that's for his other brother.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And, you know, I figured, you know, it's good. And we had another gift card, and I handed it to the officer and said, you know, make sure he gets something for himself. But, you know, that stuff makes you cry, where there's a kid who comes in and all he cares about is getting presents for his, you know, his brother, his two brothers.
Amazing. Mike, how many young men and women, how many kids during every season tend to take it or are able to take, are you able to serve? I guess is a better way to put it.
So the last couple years, it's been about 45 kids, and they range in age from about 6 to 12, sometimes a little older, sometimes a little younger, but it's generally that age bracket. We originally were doing 70, and as the economy, you know, it was actually, I guess, 2008 or 2009, as the economy kind of went sour a little bit, we dialed it back a little bit. And again, that's been one thing we've wanted to do is increase it, because we can do more. And one of the things I didn't tell you, so what we do is the kids are all picked up at their respective homes. There's, you know, there's a lot of organization behind the scenes of making sure everybody signs a permission slip, and
they get picked up by a police car. Or no,
they either get picked up by a police van, or actually the police officer will go right to their house and pick them up. And this is early in the morning. You know, they're getting picked up at 6 in the morning because they have to be. We all meet at Forest Park Golf Course at the clubhouse there, and we have breakfast for them. The Baltimore City Police pay for the breakfast.
So it's a whole. It's not just meet at the front of the Walmart 20 minutes of the store.
No,
it's a lot more.
No.
Okay.
So what? Yeah. So we all meet there. We have breakfast. Do a little program. Kind of talk about what we're going to do. They do a big group picture. I think I sent one to Don, and then they get into police cars. And probably this is the funnest part for the kids. They get to get in the police cars, and then we do an entourage through the city down to the Walmart. And actually, the last couple years, we've been using the Walmart, believe it or not, at Arundel Mills, so it's kind of far away. But once you get on 295 at the bottom of the city,
sure,
you're there pretty quick. And last year, we actually had the Anne Arundel police came up to Forest Park to give the city police a escort.
Oh, wow.
So when they got into Anne Arundel County, that Anne Arundel County could block off all the exits. And
met them at the border.
They actually came and helped escort all the way down and then took over in Anne Arundel County. So the kids get to be in the police cars with the lights on and sirens, and they let them use the mics. And the kids, you know, that's, I think for the kids, that's like the coolest part next to getting to do some holiday shopping.
How can people help you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mike, we know that our listeners are very, very generous, and they're going to be listening, and they're going to be moved, and they're going to say, all right, how do I help? How do they jump in and help you guys?
Yeah. So the Lock Raven Optimist Club and the Woodlawn Optimist Clubs, and I think you were saying we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm on your Lock Raven Optimist Club page. That's easy to do. Anybody can Google that.
Yeah, you could go to Lock Raven Optimist. The Optimist Club is, you know, an international organization that's been around forever. We have Optimist Clubs all over the country and in Canada and the Caribbean, a whole bit. What Optimist Clubs do is they generally work on youth activity programs. So if anybody wanted to donate, you could certainly donate to the Lock Raven Optimist Club. The program this year is December 14th at the, I think it's called the Hanover Walmart, which is at Arundel Mills, right by Arundel Mills Mall, right next to the Maryland Live Casino. Saturday, December 14th, it's about 8:30 in the morning. We would love more donations. Walmart donates a chunk of money to us, but most of the money that we raise to make this program possible comes from small businesses in the city, most of them in Northeast Baltimore, Harford Road and Bel Air Road, which is where the program originally started. And we really appreciate the fact that
I get a lot of friends. I mean, now that I'm on Facebook, I'm seeing names of friends, Tony Toskoff and different people down in Anne Arundel County that have been involved with this, and up in Harford County. I know they got a wing going on up there. Looks like December 14th is kind of a universal. Looks like most of the country tries to do it on that day, right?
Yeah, it's we try not to be right before Christmas. We've had some bad weather situations where we've had to do it literally, Christmas Eve, but we try not to do that. It is kind of special the closer it is to Christmas. We try not to do it, earlier, like the 7th, but it's a great program, and like I said, over the years, it's been, I've seen so many things, and I hope, we know it's a one-day event, but we hope, a lot of times in anyone's life, there is something that happens to you, good or bad, but hopefully a good, a good thing, or even just the light bulb goes on and that guides you for a long time, or you change your thought process because of something that happens. And we hope that this program for a lot of these kids says, I could do something different than what, I just got exposed to something I never thought I would think about. And a lot of the officers in Baltimore City especially are officers that grew up there, who went to school in Baltimore City. Some of the older officers saw where as young African Americans they were discriminated against or treated differently, and they wanted to become a police officer to make a difference.
I think every police officer becomes a police officer to make a difference, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But a lot of these kids see, and a lot of times the officers will say to them, I grew up in your neighborhood.
Right,
sure. And when they hear that, even me, I grew up in the city, and I saw there was a kid last year, and she was at a school that was a pretty middle-class school back in the day, but now it's struggling a little bit, Brems Lane Elementary, and she had a shirt on that said Brems Lane. I said, I went to Brems Lane, and she looked at me like, oh my God, you didn't.
Well, it's a glimpse, Mike. You know what it is, and we can't thank you enough. Again, as we're looking for just good people who are saying, I'm going to help make a difference one child at a time in the city, and this program exemplifies that. And you give one child an interaction with a police officer, who knows where that pays dividends, both for the officer and the child.
It's a great story. I mean, I think I'm familiar with it maybe on TV a few years ago or something, but to bring it full to light and tell the story, Mike, really appreciate you taking some time. Good luck to you.
Absolutely.
Over at the Jacobs Company. We're sending everybody out. Shop with a Cop. Our friends at Lock Raven are putting this together, as well as Woodlawn and the Optimist Clubs. And I'm sure you get more information. Mike will be glad to find you out at LinkedIn as well. Really appreciate you making some time. Happy holidays to you, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for your hard work.
Mike Rattel, right. Vice President of Jacobs Company in the insurance business. I didn't even talk about that. sort of ensuring a good holiday for some young people here. Shop with a Cop, an interesting story, and certainly a concept. We talk about Baltimore Positive and trust and building trust. So
what
there's
it's all about.
Story. Hey, we got a whole bunch of them. Go to BaltimorePositive.com. We're talking about crime and education and the next mayor and all sorts of stuff that's going
and
on.
And there will
here.
Be a 100th episode where I interview this guy.
Not again.
You won't want to miss that.
See us out at Jennings or at State Fair at Catonsville, as well as with Commissioner Harrison. We're going to be down at Fadley's coming up for the holidays. Learn more at BaltimorePositive.com. I am Nestor. He is Don. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Baltimore Positive. We never stop telling good holiday stories and drinking eggnog.